According to the Black Information Network, no officers were charged with homicide for the killing of Breonna Taylor. Yesterday, Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron said the use of force by officers was justified because they were fired upon first. Take a listen.
Criminal homicide encompasses the taking of a life by another. While there are six possible homicide charges under Kentucky law, these charges are not applicable to the facts before us because our investigation showed and the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in their return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker. Let me state that again. According to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves. This justification bars us from pursuing criminal charges in Miss Breonna Taylor's death.
I don't believe that, son.
I don't believe it, but I expect it.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
I expect it.
Yeah, it's not surprising. It really
no,
isn't.
No, not at all.
Let me just put it to you very simply. This is just me talking. Very simply put, if this were a white woman and this police officer was a black police officer,
six of them,
and this bullet of his killed this white woman, this black officer would have to go to prison and at least face charges.
Yeah.
Period. Yes.
If it were just simply reversed that way.
Yeah.
You can't even show me the lady in Minnesota that was killed by the black police officer. Mm-hmm. He in jail right now.
Hmm.
Yep.
And guess what? He's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be. You just take black people's lives and there's no consequence or repercussions to it. Now, this law that he has, and let me say this to everybody in the Black Lives Matter movement. These laws are on the books because congressmen, senators, legislators put them there. They are able to put them there because they are elected there. They are elected there because people who think like them vote for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you want to change the laws in Kentucky, the laws in D.C., the laws anywhere, you have to vote. Black lives matter most when you show them that black lives votes matter and count, and they count. I'm telling y'all, man, we can put a stop to this and we can start this November.
That's true, Steve. Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so Steve, last night there were protests in Louisville, Kentucky, and all over the country, really, after no officers were directly charged in Breonna Taylor's death. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was indicted with a wanton endangerment charge. Take a listen to Reverend Al Sharpton's opinion of the grand jury's findings.
The value of her life is not at all addressed in these charges. You could get endangerment if you shot in the air at nothing. You took a woman's life, a woman who was in no way should have even been in that situation because the person you were pursuing was not there. She committed no crime. Her only act that night was she went to bed that night and she is dead. The indictment does not address the life. When we say Black Lives Matter, this indictment says it does not matter.
Wow.
That's right, man.
Well said.
That's right, Reverend.
Yeah.
Al.
Mm-hmm. Well said. You know, the.
You cannot kill a white person like this and get away with it.
No.
You can't.
And
if
the
that
attorney
was four
general,
black officers, if that was four black officers.
All four of them going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And the attorney general, Daniel Cameron of Louisville, kept saying, you know, this is about justice. This is about justice. But where's the justice for Breonna Taylor? Where?
None.
like the Rev said.
He spoke at the Republican National Convention.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He praised Trump.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
He is a puppeteer in the system.
Yes, he is.
The Republican system, that conservative right wing, who is not all bad people, but you got some of them that no matter what, I'm telling you, man, Donald Trump keeps talking about blue lives matter. They already protect blue lives with qualified immunity. They already protect them. They're well protected. But he, Donald Trump won't mention Black Lives Matter because your life don't matter to him. I don't care what Herschel Walker say. I don't care what the Attorney General say. I don't care what Reverend Stokes up in Cleveland say. Donald Trump don't care nothing about you, man. Not a single thing. Does nothing. Look at his life. This guy, listen to me, man. This guy don't have one black friend. Ain't no photos of him. Dog, when he golfing, who he golf with?
Them his friends.
Bruh, I'm telling you, you're 70-some years old and you have not formed a black friendship in 70-some years.
Hmm.
Dog, I'm 63. I golf with white. I got buddies that I golf with that are white. I got buddies I go and golf with, sit with, smoke cigars with. Look, man, because we run in the same circle at times. They have grandkids. We talk about our grandkids. Look, man, Donald Trump don't sit around and have them conversations. Let me ask you something, man. Are there any grandkids? Do any of the Trump kids have kids?
Yeah. Ivanka has kids. Yeah, Donald and Eric, I think, have kids.
I ain't never heard him mention them.
He might not know him, Steve.
He probably don't know. I'm about to say, he might not know.
Who is that? Who is it?
He might not know him.
He don't know.
His kids love him, so he probably does. Who knows? Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
I am saying he's a bad president, though.
Oh, he's proven that.
I don't know anything about it. He didn't take care of his kids. That's not what I'm saying. He's not a good president, though.
This country is so divided under his leadership.
If y'all think that this man is going to fix this country, I want you to notice how bad he's jacked it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Steve, not to mention over 200,000 people have died from COVID-19.
He's trying to brush that under the rug. They don't do the daily updates or nothing no more.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, we gotta move on. Coming up next, we're gonna switch gears. The nephew is here with the prank phone call for today. Right after this,
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.